Hyderabad crushed Delhi by 88 runs to stay alive in T20 League playoff race. South Africa to host England, Pakistan, Australia in 2020-21 season. Harbhajan Singh questions Suri Kumar Yadav's omission from Australia tour. AB de Villiers to miss BBL, Mujib re-signs with Heat. FIFA President Infantino tests positive for COVID-19. Andrew Rublev makes a winning start at ATP Vienna. Denis Shapovalov bows out. Hyderabad have stayed alive in T20 League playoff race with one of the most comprehensive performances from any team this season as they hammered Delhi by 88 runs at Dubai. Put into bat first, David Warner and Ridhiman Saha helped Hyderabad post 77 runs inside the first 6 overs, the highest power play score by any team this season. Warner brought up his half century of just 25 balls and eventually scored 66 runs, while Saha also played brilliantly for his 45 ball 87 run knock as Hyderabad posted a mammoth 219 for 2 in 20 overs. Chasing 220, Delhi kept losing wickets at regular intervals and were all out for 131 in 19 overs. Rashid Khan bowled an incredible spell of 3 for 7 in 4 overs. Rishabh Pant was the top scorer for Delhi with 36 runs. Delhi now have 3 losses in a row after dominating the table and slipped to 3rd after this loss, while Hyderabad registered their 5th win. Cricket South Africa has announced a busy international program for the men's team comprising home international fixtures for the 2020-21 season against England, Sri Lanka, Australia and Pakistan. The international season of South Africa will begin with a 3-match T20 and a 3-match ODI series against England. After that, Sri Lanka will follow with a 2-match test series in Centurion and Johannesburg. The fixtures will fall into the traditional Boxing Day and New Year's test match windows. Australia will then arrive in February 21 for a 3-match test series ending in March, and then Pakistan will round off the Australian summer of cricket with a 3-match ODI series and 3-match T20 series. The BCCI on Monday announced the Test, One Day and T20 squads for the tour of Australia. There are quite a few talking points, with injured Rohit Sharma not being named in any one of the teams, while Rishabh Pant also being given the cold shoulder. Another player who didn't find a place was Mumbai's Suri Kumar Yadav. Veteran off-spinner Harbhajan Singh is not too happy with the decision to not pick the right-handed batsman and took to Twitter to express his displeasure. Harbhajan requested Team India selectors to see Suri Kumar's records and said there are different rules in place for different people when it comes to team selection. AB de Villiers has decided not to play for the Brisbane Heat in the upcoming Big Bash League as the veteran batsman and his wife are expecting their 3rd child. De Villiers also said that uncertainties surrounding travel and conditions due to the COVID-19 situation played a part in him opting for the season. Meanwhile, Heat have re-signed Afghanistan spinner Mujibur Rahman. De Villiers penned a contract with the BBL franchisee last season and ended up with 146 runs at an average of 24.33. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has tested positive for COVID-19, Global Soccer's governing body said on Tuesday. Infantino, who is 50 years old, has reported mild symptoms and is in self-isolation and will quarantine for at least 10 days, FIFA added in a statement. All people who came into contact with the FIFA president during the last few days have been informed accordingly and they are being requested to take the necessary steps, the statement said. Russian Andriy Rublev has made a winning start in the Austrian capital, ousting a qualifier Denis Novak 6-3, 6-2 in an hour for the season's 35th victory. Andriy fired 23 winners and 10 unforced errors, landing 11 aces and dropping 10 points in 9 service games, never facing a break point. Rublev have been the player to beat alongside Novak Djokovic since the season restart, winning 20 matches and lifting 2 ATP trophies backed by 2 major quarterfinals. Meanwhile, 8 seed Denis Shapovalov suffered a tough 6-4, 7-5 loss to Jurij Rodionov in an hour and 27 minutes.